Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Mark Senner, president of Sirona Biochem Corporation. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is SBM. And they are a biotech company specializing in carbohydrate-based chemistry. Thanks for joining us today there, Mark.
It's great to be here. Thanks, Juan.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Sirona for some of our listeners who may be new to your story.
Yeah, Sirona Biochem has formerly been in existence as a publicly traded company since May of 2009, to which we initially started with our focus on carbohydrate-based chemistry with a project focusing on diabetes and obesity, to which we were focusing specifically on a new drug class, the SGLT2 inhibitors, and recognizing that there was a great opportunity for us in a space with high commercial potential value. And our expertise was such that through our expertise in carbohydrate-based chemistry, we could have a targeted approach on a class of drug to which we believe we could add significant value. And I guess part of the background is to appreciate that carbohydrate-based chemistry, in short, is very difficult. One of the problems and challenges in this chemistry is the fact that these molecules are unstable. However, it's well appreciated in the scientific circles that developing an expertise in this area could lend itself to great potential commercial opportunities, not only in therapeutics, but also in cosmetics and biological ingredients. Our focus, of course, naturally, is to go after a high target area, such as diabetes. Naturally, we know that this is a significant market. And our expertise lends itself to development of compounds that will bring value. And one of the biggest problems with carbohydrate molecules is that they're highly unstable. There was a number of earlier advances in this drug class to which some big pharma companies discontinued their clinical development because of this, to which we identified those compounds and applied our proprietary technology to bring stability and also to bring commercial value to those products, and we've made some very good advances in this area.
Well, great. And so talk about the recent funding from Going Global Innovation.
Yeah, Going Global is a Canadian government initiative to assist companies such as ours, and the focus for that funding was for us to complete and to work on an acquisition of a French-based company that will lend itself to furthering our expertise in carbohydrate-based chemistry. We're currently in the final stages of acquiring a company called TF Chem, which is one of the world-leading experts in carbohydrate chemistry, to which they also have a proprietary technique in synthesizing these molecules that bring about greater commercial value and properties that make them, you know, much stronger. So Going Global, seeing the potential in this collaboration, assisted us with our early stage negotiations with this company, which has now led itself to our final stage acquisition of TF Chem in France, based in Rouen, France.
Certainly, and so talk to us about a little bit more about some of the trends in the in your sector, Mark, and how do you how well positioned you believe Sirona is to capitalize?
Yeah, we believe we've got a very unique business model overall. As you know, post recession, it's been very difficult, and one of the most, you know, most significant challenges with any biotech venture pre-revenue is that of raising funds. But we have a very attractive business model. Naturally, we've got a focus through our expertise in developing compounds of, you know, high commercial interest in the therapeutic areas such as diabetes and obesity. We also have potential opportunities in other areas. However, that's not our focus currently. But we've also structured ourselves such that we can focus on areas of much lower risk that have earlier stage revenue opportunities, such as cosmetics and biological ingredients, to which we have some projects that, because there isn't extensive clinical development required, will be able to partner these products earlier and generate revenue. This revenue, in turn, will assist with development of the higher target areas, such as that we're working on in diabetes and obesity. So we've got a fairly unique business model through our expertise, not only to do internal projects and bring about projects of earlier stage revenue, but we can also partner with other companies to bring products off the shelf that are currently requiring our expertise, but also can be utilized as sort of an anti-generic strategy as well with products coming off patent, where we can construct new molecules of interest. So there's with our business model, and our expertise, it lends itself to a much lower risk and a much higher potential commercial opportunity than most biotech companies, who are, as you know, usually one product companies that try to develop from preclinical through to the clinical development and partnership. And we've got earlier streams of potential revenue that can help with our growth, in addition to funding from the traditional sources.
And what would you say makes Sirona unique from some of the other players and competitors?
Well, I think what makes us unique is our focus, specifically in this type of chemistry. Again, it's because of its multiple potential opportunities, both for targeted in-house projects of high commercial interest. We can focus on projects of also high commercial potential, but a much shorter duration of development and much quicker to licensing and partnering opportunities. And we believe also this expertise lends itself to multiple projects thereafter. And as we develop these projects, our expertise grows even further. It's our goal to be one of the world-leading experts in carbohydrate-based chemistry.
Certainly, and perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Mark, and talk a little bit about the management team there.
Yeah, the management team here is such that I come personally with 25 years plus of big pharma experience, primarily in the commercial and sales and marketing, and have brought that expertise to this company. We naturally have structured minimize our burn rate and focus our attention on building the business, ensuring that we've got an advisory board that is structured accordingly to support our technology development. So we're fairly lean and mean. We have got an operations and communications directors. We have a CEO as well as CFO and a board to support the venture.
Right, and so what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Over the course of the next year, we're looking to advance, as I said, some of those early-stage compounds in the cosmetic portfolio and in the biological ingredients portfolio. And over the course of the next year, we hope that we will have an opportunity to find a partnership to further their development and or develop some revenue opportunities. While doing that, we will continue with development of our SGLT focus drug program for diabetes and obesity. So that'll be our primary focus over the course of the next year.
Well, great. And so when it comes to investors and the financial community, Mark, do you believe that the Sirona story is, and your message and the company's full upside are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
I don't believe that they have been fully appreciated. The problem is an early-stage venture. We're at the cusp now of providing much more valued information with regards to our development. We believe, naturally, that our stock doesn't currently reflect the amount of value that we currently have, and we're starting to see the market respond accordingly. As of just late, there will be much more news forthcoming with regards to our developments, and we're looking forward to sharing that with the investment community. Hello? Juan? Hello?
Sorry, we had a brief lapse there. And once again, joining us today is Mark Senner, president for Sirona Biochem. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is SBM, is currently trading at 3.5 cents a share. And so before we conclude, Mark, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe investors should consider Sirona as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Yeah, we believe with our strengthening and growing expertise in carbohydrate chemistry, this will lend itself to high potential commercial opportunities moving forward. We have a very unique business model that is being structured to assist with the development of these high-ticket items in addition to acquiring and or sharing our expertise to develop other products of interest with other partners as well. It's an area of chemistry that again is well understood, that through a developing expertise and with that, for instance, of our acquisition of TF Chem in France, expertise in this area will lend itself to great opportunities. And we believe that our continued focus in this area will bring good value overall.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Mark, and update our investors on Sirona.
Okay, Juan. Well.